Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Dave Collins. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Coles moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coles scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Boggs applying the tag. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Evan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Trammell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards the mound. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Collins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coles moves to third. Joe Sambito now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Collins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-4 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.